Welcome to episode 677 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Yesterday, as a part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, we were introduced to Elijah, the Tishbite, a prophet in the land of Israel. He first appears on the scene, as a prophet, during the reign of King Ahab, of Israel. He proclaims a drought upon the land, as a judgment for Israel's idolatry. He hides near the brook Cherith, and is fed by ravens. He then meets a widow in Zarephath, a city in nearby Sidon. While Elijah stays with her, during the drought, God miraculously provides for them, the prophet, the widow, and her son. We pick up the story here.
And then one day, the widow's young son, her only source of joy and hope, suddenly fell ill and stopped breathing. The woman's heart shattered as she held her lifeless child in her arms, overwhelmed by grief and despair. In the midst of this unimaginable sorrow, she remembered the prophet Elijah, who had been staying with them. She rushed to him, tears streaming down her face, and cried out to him.
"What have you against me, O man of God? Have you come to bring my sin to remembrance and cause the death of my son?"
Elijah, filled with compassion, took the lifeless boy from her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying. He closed the door and laid the child on the bed. While the widow cried outside, the prophet fervently prayed to the God of heaven.
"O Lord, my God, have you brought calamity even upon this widow with whom I sojourn, by killing her son?"
With every word uttered, Elijah pleaded for the breath of life to return to the boy's body, his heart pleading on behalf of the grieving mother. The prophet's prayer pierced the heavens, and God heard his cry. In a remarkable moment, the child's lifeless body stirred, and he gasped for air. The widow, hearing stirring from within the room, burst open the door. Overcome with astonishment and joy, she watched in awe as her son was restored to her arms, his eyes once again filled with the light of life.
"Thank you! Oh, man of God, thank you!"
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Important Lessons from 1 Kings 17, and How They Foreshadow Jesus.
Number 1.
God's provision in times of scarcity. 1 Kings 17 teaches us that God can provide for his people, even in the midst of desperate circumstances. The use of a raven to feed Elijah serves as a powerful reminder that God can use even the most unexpected or unconventional methods to accomplish his purposes. It demonstrates his sovereignty over creation and his ability to provide for his people in ways that surpass human understanding. The use of a raven foreshadows the coming of Jesus, who would provide ultimate provision, spiritual sustenance, and salvation to humanity in unexpected and extraordinary ways. And just as the widow's oil and flour continued to multiply to cater to her needs and that of her son and of Elijah, so too Jesus multiplied one boy's modest lunch and used it to satisfy the needs of a great multitude.
Number 2.
Obedience to God's voice. Elijah's obedience to God's command to go to the brook Cherith, and later to Zarephath, reminds us of the importance of listening to God's voice and following his instructions. Jesus perfectly exemplified obedience to the Father, even to the point of death on the cross.
Number 3.
God's care for the faithful. 1 Kings 17 highlights God's care for his faithful servants, like Elijah and the widow. It foreshadows Jesus' promise of God's care and provision for his followers, as he assured them of the Father's love and attentive care. Note that just as Elijah included foreigners, the widow and her son, among the faithful, so too is Jesus inclusive of people of all backgrounds.
Number 4.
The power of prayer. Elijah's prayer for the widow's son to be raised from the dead demonstrates the power of prayer and God's willingness to answer. This points to Jesus' teaching on prayer, and his own miraculous acts, including raising the dead, and his own resurrection. Elijah's habit of seeking solitude to pray, and his commitment to spending time in conversation with God, also foreshadows the ways in which Jesus would steal away to commune with his Father. Both Elijah and Jesus recognized the importance of seeking the Father, in prayer, in all types of situations.
Number 5.
God's compassion for the vulnerable. The story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath emphasizes God's concern for the vulnerable, as seen in his provision for the widow and her son. This foreshadows Jesus' ministry, which was marked by compassion and care for the marginalized, the sick, and the needy. Jesus often highlighted the significance of feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming strangers, clothing the naked, and visiting the sick and imprisoned.
Number 6.
Faith as a catalyst for miracles. Elijah's faith in God's power, and his boldness to act in accordance with that faith, led to the miracles of provision and resurrection. This mirrors Jesus' teaching that faith can move mountains, and his own miraculous deeds, that were often in response to people's faith. Sometimes these were people who were healed because of their personal faith, like a woman with an issue of blood, or the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. In other cases, people were healed because of the faith of others, like the centurion's servant, or the paralytic, whose friends lowered him into a room, through the roof of a house.
Number 7.
The importance of trust in God's promises. The widow's act of faith, in trusting Elijah's promise of God's provision, resulted in abundance and preservation. This foreshadows the importance of trusting in Jesus' promises, including eternal life, forgiveness, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Number 8.
The sovereignty of God over life and death. 1 Kings 17 highlights God's authority over life and death, as seen in the widow's son being brought back to life, through Elijah's prayer. This prefigures Jesus' power over death, as he conquered death through his own resurrection, and offers eternal life to all who believe in him. When the widow's son fell ill and died, Elijah prayed to God, and the boy's life was restored. This event marked a miraculous resurrection, demonstrating God's power over life and death. It is a significant account of God's intervention. It is the first example of someone being brought back to life in the Bible. It foreshadows the greater resurrection power that would be revealed, through Jesus, in the New Testament.
Number 9.
The need for humility and dependence on God. Both Elijah and the widow had to humble themselves and rely on God for their sustenance. This foreshadows Jesus' teaching on the need for humility, dependence on God, and recognizing our need for Him in all aspects of life.
Number 10.
The revelation of God's character. The events in 1 Kings 17 reveal God's character of faithfulness, provision, and compassion. They point ahead to the ultimate revelation of God's character in Jesus, who perfectly embodied and revealed the love, grace, and mercy of God to humanity. Even in the pages of this story about an evil king and his pagan wife, a prophet on the run, and a foreign widow and her son, we can find pathways to Jesus. Tomorrow, we continue with part 3 of the Tishbite. Father, as we reflect on the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, we are reminded of your unwavering faithfulness and miraculous provision. Just as you sustained them in times of scarcity, we come before you today, knowing that you are our source of strength, hope, and sustenance. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.